Hello and welcome to the program this morning. Jesus is Lord. The presence of God has been waiting for us. The Holy Spirit is waiting for us. And the grace of God is working for us to change situations this morning. This is a beautiful day and this is a wonderful time we spend in the presence of God as we connect with one another. I trust you've treated your body the way you should by giving it water. Water is the best food for your body. Feed it. That's a wonderful instruction of the Holy Spirit. Pick your holy body up and it's time for us to pray and stir up ourselves in the Holy Spirit. He wants to do things through us. He wants to transform the lives of people. He wants to change people. He wants to do something wonderful in our lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm Edmonds Okwuradi and with me in the studio, Joanna Okwuradi. We are going to begin to take this ride of the Holy Spirit. Stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost. Today is intercession, thanksgiving, and meditation. Thank you, Father. Stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit. Stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit. Lethanuma sokomona mama shakadeva. This day of thanksgiving, stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost. Rapto pregadik sokshende mrandanda balaki sakshopsapadi. Nama kate baleko satabadi. Lepotendi bi sokshisit nem pronda la panka teken sikshisit lokra da rabanama kava shikadi. Rombek and dem brodo como roma makama mashadi brados a kekele mokla marama kama majikala mamatabadi. Leke the gendo brandana man tape mojuri bik mesika shiktinga dingra den kele com brada la mama kapa shikidi. E rabakuse kende bredekin sokolo monomo monkoba bajantama le protosa kai. Na maleko shekele bentolo mama kapadi. Ikele bro the gondo bredize ke jokolo mon kama rama kama sheka la badama radeku seke la pakta salaba sheka. Rabradoza kekele ket legradoza kekelengra diza kashantama le protuza kekelembra da luba kasharabre. Stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost. Stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost. Rembrandt, the coat, let talk sing, she seek at the cake, samantama, le pak tama, le go, shake it, bink, mara, pak tose, get it. Ikra doze, kele, kem, buck, mushantom, or rombrandala, maku, seke, de bink, maro, bradara, ma, seke, deba. Rebradoze, keke, shake, temara, man, kama, la ban, te, braduze, kel, kebrado, sabala, man, tama, la gre. Ripra those a ket lekonomo con jikatongo jikidikra those a ken jokotomo rom brandeke sikele bobo shikalabadi. Stir yourself up in the Holy Ghost. This is a beautiful day, a wonderful day the Lord has made. Thank you, Lord. Tan sakidabaya. Rubra dada mama sakamalabadi. Rake sikele mepeka ansa kanata. La teresik shisoketimo kaplopotendo badume kimpeke vedisha. Namasek le leva kaduzik reduze ke shektemo roma mantama lepek sikshuziki lektoroma makabashi. Rombek majuki teleka to samana mamankama lebra deka salabaribari. Rakalebaske graduze ke shikala mamate baribari. Mando bradek and suction zika di bakula paktama dimbode me king shektinka tika lipoka satalavantama lebro da kalapashke. His presence has been so beautiful these days and he's just getting better and better and better. Thank you, Father, for your amazing presence. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness. We worship you. Thank you being so faithful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, selekle keng sek sabranda lama kisa robre dega zokon jon dobre inkiboro mama shalabadama rebroduze kekele mama shalabadi. Ura ma sekere brodogoro mama kama lebroduze ke shekere mama tama lebroduze kele ketisa kalamanda brade gonoma haya. Pesho ke gerengra dan tama sekshi si kel ke broduze ke klomo gombana maman sama le bokana ke sokshi ke la broduze ke la mamapa ha. Ah, ke de sekshi zega. Li pradoze ke ne mamon tama lama ke broduze ke shoktenge le brandana mama ki pakuse ke de bakari. Oh, que la mentori me que sique di calomón, mo gobro do con book musique di calomón, teca de gentem bradala mamá secre. Racanta malebre doze, quentembo juke ti calebo coterno mo granda secundo me en curdu seca tengla ganda vele cura mamá salabri. Nama cabalebo secatebra aya. Lafte produce kent temo roma man kama lama gijo kushuk denke teri kitira bus anama man tabele kosa pudi. Nem prede inge juk sik shakere buk mosana mama kam bale kut nik sisiki je kolo mama hapa lebe sopne mingi para. Ale pok chenjo ke denga dukiso klo mama antari makisa klekshu zabek mara matem bradiso kava. Wherever you are listening from, the presence of God is in your home. The presence of God is being stirred up out of you as you pray in the Holy Ghost. The presence of God is real and is working through you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sakshendo bra antemo lombrandelo momo kubarabari. Ne keboboro momo shali mamahaya. Oh, jeke dembrende genzek and dibaru makantama le poko zok shonda bahaya. As we get ready to say those words about His mercy, say those words about His grace and kindness, stir yourself some more. Tande zekile thons obrodo saklahaya. Shapse mumon kala maman tabarigiri. Bro, the gejisik shi sama tom brain, the genema mantama le kati basokena manama lebre, then kola mapash get a bakuse kilipara. Lamte brado kempek mo shana mati brado ze kekelemadume ke sokshin dembron da la mama hai. Yeke tembo bo jon tembre degen zikil ki grado ze kat lap tem romain krata sukele pana masari. Nare ke sok la man degre den ke la kana ma masala brado ki paru ba kasa tabade. Ne kalama shekade. Lupre doze ket len dombra andanda ma le brado se ke ket leko tome jukek leko bosana ma mahakari. Ne pala ma nem brado se ke ket leko jo kalama ma kama labri. Robre deke si ketem brodo ko suki li ki paru mama shanda la bante produce ke li kmaara katese. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kings and priests of the Most High God, welcome to the program this morning. As we get into the presence of God, this special day of Thanksgiving Monday, wherever you're listening from, the presence of God, it's just amazing. It's amazing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. His presence is with us. Amen. So he has been wonderful all week. He's been wonderful all these days gone by. He is a faithful God. Amen. And we have witnessed the lives of people transformed and the lives of people touched. And particularly yesterday, as I stood to minister, I was inside another realm. I was inside another realm and completely caught up in another realm. Though you can watch that also right within the app, you can watch our services. But I mean, I'm trying to share with you that I have reasons to thank the Lord. I have reasons to thank the Lord. This Thanksgiving and Meditation Monday, wonderful, amazing, miraculous one Monday, thank the Lord with me. He's faithful in your life. It's faithful. He's faithful in the life of your children. He's faithful to you in your career. The Lord has been faithful to you. Thank Him with all your heart this morning. Thank Him with all your heart this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. And amen. I would read from Psalms 136, and I would want you to say, "For His mercy endureth forever." Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, to Him who alone doeth great wonders. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, to him that by wisdom made the heavens, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, the moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endured forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endured forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endured forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy. And Og, the king of Bashan, and gave their land for an heritage, even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, who remembered us in our low estate, and had redeemed us from our enemies, who giveth food to all flesh. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercies endures forever. Prince and kings of the Most High God, his mercy endures forever. Look at your life. You would see the mercy of God. You would see the grace of God. You would see how kind he's been to you. He is amazing. His mercy truly endures forever. This morning, I think we will start something that might become a series, you see, on divine godly prosperity. So today we're looking at his pleasure, God's pleasure, God's pleasure, God's pleasure. Being the very first month of the year, I have come from the presence of God to remind you that he is faithful to you and his grace is abundant upon your life, and you have to make certain changes to utilize that grace and to maximize your life even at this first part of the year. I will be reading for you, as we talk about God's pleasure, his pleasure, I'll be reading for you from the book of Psalms 35, verse 27. The Bible says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. So this is where, when I saw this verse, I was meditating on prosperity. I wasn't meditating on prosperity when I saw this verse, but when I saw it, I started meditating on prosperity because I knew it was his pleasure. Every true Christian will want to do the pleasure of the Lord. Every true Christian wants to do what pleases God. When God sees you prosper, when God sees you functioning in prosperity, in fullness, overflow, it is his pleasure to see his servant. His servant. Now, when we talk about his servant, technically, you're talking about Israel. Israel is his servant, because we just read Psalms 136. He said, he gave the land to his servants as an heritage. Israel in the Old Testament is described as servants of God. In the New Testament, we are described as offsprings of God. Shoto levento rupakaza. If for his servants he has pleasure in their prosperity, What do you think he'll have about us who are his offsprings? We are his offsprings. He will have more than pleasure for our prosperity. He loves to see us prosper. He loves to see us in good health. I would read another scripture for you. Third John 2. I saw this scripture and it blessed my life. It says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now, this is the Apostle John writing under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And the second part of his letter, he would say, I wish above all things that you prosper. I wish above all things that you prosper. This morning, I want to make this phrase to you. I am sent to make you rich. I'm sent to make you prosper. I'm sent to stir you up into the ocean level or the next level of your prosperity. Whatever level. See, we have three major levels of prosperity. We have the well level. You see, we have the river level. And then we have the ocean level. The ocean level cannot be exposed to anyone because it can kill you and your family. You see? It will only be exposed to you level by level. That's why the Bible says, as we look, we become from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Now, what it means by that, it doesn't mean that you just add a little more faith. There are different dimensions. That's what it means. As we walk with the Lord, there are different dimensions of faith. As we walk with the Lord, there are different dimensions of His glory. I was just talking to you, the reason I have to thank God for His goodness upon our lives, myself and Prophet John O'Curdy, and every one of us here and every one of us right here in this loved arena. You see, God is faithful to us. On Sunday morning, I walked up on the pulpit and just wanted to preach, and I'm in another cloud, another place entirely. And I started speaking to the people what I'm seeing. And it was glorious, so glorious, oh, so glorious. What no man can do, only the Spirit of God can do. You have reasons to thank Him. He is prospering you, and He wants to make sure that He sees the next level of prosperity upon your life. My job this morning is to give you very simple keys and very simple steps where you'll be able to do this. He says, so I'm laying a foundation for you. God has pleasure in your prosperity. God is happy when you prosper. Why? His kingdom is established. The book of Deuteronomy 8:18 tells us that it is He who gives you power to get wealth. It is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He might establish His covenant upon the face of the earth. When a righteous man prospers, the kingdom of God prospers. When a righteous man prospers, the church is blessed. God's people are blessed. I bring to you this morning, wherever your money has been held, wherever you have been kept in a cycle, less than overflow, cycle, less than the river level, be released in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The release has come. Be released. I release your documents. I release favor of God upon you for the next level in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the next level. For the next level. For the next level. He has pleasure in your prosperity. I'll read one more verse for you. It's amazing. When I came across these verses, I was blessed. And I kept meditating on prosperity. And I usually say this to everyone. I broke up with poverty immediately I got the revelation of these verses. It's so, so amazing. Okay, I'm reading for you now one verse that really gave me shock, because this has to be God. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. Verse number 8, it reads, and God is able, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency, this is amazing, you always having all sufficiency, you always having all sufficiency, good God, you always having all sufficiency, always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. I see some of you right now lending to nations. We've done it before. I see many of you lending to nations, and what that means is when there's a natural disaster or when there is a problem and the people cry out for help and you go through a charity organization, reputable charity organization, and you send some donation, or you go through the church, that's excellent. And through, in the name of the church, you know, we send the support to them. That's lending to nations. But this kind of giving to nations, you're not expecting them to give, but God's going to pay back. Now, the Bible says, he who gives to the poor lends to God. He who gives to the poor lends to God. It's amazing that we can give God alone. We lend to him on behalf of the poor. Saints, I see the next level of prosperity, and do not have any kind of weird idea which people might have sown within you. Oh, when you get rich, oh, it's not good for us to be rich. We're going to love money. If we are rich, it's enough. Getting just what you go by is enough. No. I don't want to barely live in this world. I want to bless generations that are yet to come, if Jesus tarries. I want to be a blessing to that woman out there in one corner of the world who's been jilted. I want to be a blessing to that young man somewhere there who's been treated and rejected. I want to be a blessing to so many people who do not know me. And how is that possible with just getting a few loaves of bread to get by? The time for overflow, the time for glory, the time for the next level of your faith and prosperity has come. And I'm sent from his presence to untie that bow. I'm sent from his presence to cut that ribbon. The next level of your prosperity. The next level of your prosperity. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The next level of your prosperity. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The number to send your prayer request to 814-790-8731. Or send it online to our Twitter account at @tan_radio. Send it there, space, and send your praise report or your prayer request, and we're going to pray for those right now. Every financial difficulty that you see today, you will see them no more in the name of Jesus. I remember the words of Moses when the Lord enlightened him, the Spirit of the Lord, when they were right before the Red Sea. And he told them that. So I remember Moses this morning. And I say this to you. Every financial difficulty you're facing and every loan you're paying and has put you in a cycle of bondage, you will see them no more. You will continue in that no more. For the favor of God is released upon your life, and it's time for the next level of glory in your prosperous life or in your life of prosperity. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it is his pleasure to prosper you. It is his pleasure to make you rich. It is his pleasure to see that you live in abundance and overflow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? Because his covenant is established. Ooh, glory to God. And so, Father, I pray for all the kings and priests of the Most High God this morning. Every loan, every difficulty that any king or priest is going through right now, we join our faith together. We say favor upon your life as release and as shut down every loan that have been putting you in a cycle of bondage and limitation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And some others who do not have loan, but then you think, your thinking itself is like a loan, because you think very small and then you just put yourself in a small box. I break that limitation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, right here from Bangalore, India, and whatever your time may be from wherever you are, I release God's favor upon you for the next level of glory. Next level of glory. Lines are falling onto you in pleasant places. You are God's heritage, and you have goodly heritage also. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The doors are opening unto you. The doors are opening unto you, and the fire of the Holy Spirit is going before you. Your investments are protected. Before there will be any attack or any crash, the wisdom of God will lead you to the right place, will lead you how to pull out and how, where to do and where to sow, where not to go. In the name of Jesus, the wisdom of God is working for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whoosh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, glory to His name forevermore. Father, I pray for all the kings and priests of the Most High God this morning who tuned in. This is not only the atmosphere of your fire every morning, but right now it is an atmosphere of favor for financial breakthrough, favor for opening. And at this beginning of the year, may the wisdom of God rest upon you and increase your finances. I see promotions, and I release it in the name of Jesus Christ. Where it looks very, very tight and it looks like you are threatened, I command a promotion in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Promotion comes to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness upon the lives of kings and priests of the Most High God connected right now. Your faithfulness, so much. We give you praise. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, precious Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Before I go, I have these announcements to share with you. God has really been faithful to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You must have cause to glorify His name. You must have reasons to thank Him for His great, for His goodness. Receive your job. Hallelujah. I heard that, so I'm telling you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive your job. This is wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. I'm planning to have a wonderful 7 days of praise. Now, 7 days of praise and thanksgiving. So, we'll be having it from 25 through to 31st. So, we'll be having praise. Now, if you're not following us on Tan Radio, Twitter, and then I think probably you try to follow us on any other network, it's just amazing. Also, Facebook and all that. We 7 days of praise. Now, we will just worship Him and just worship Him. I know some of you are thinking, some of you who are right here and thinking, are we going to come to church to have that? Not necessary. 7 days of praise. Now, alongside with 7 days of praise, I want to teach 7 days to a better life. It's a course that the Lord wants me to set up for the people to help them, and I will have the course in two phases. The first phase is for the believers, and the next phase is for those in the world. 7 days to a better life. I'm going to be teaching 7 days to a better life alongside with that 7 days of praise. We just praise His precious holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Over the radio only, exclusively on the radio. 7 days of praise. And together with that, 7 days to a better life. That's wonderful. Glory to His name forevermore. Amen. Now, I want you to know that the Tamil translation is always follows up the English translation every day, Monday through to Friday. So, if you like to listen in Tamil, the rundown of fire meeting again, the repeat broadcast of fire meeting in Tamil translated in a recap, summarized recap, you can as well get it. You can also get it from the blog. You can go to tanradio.net and you go to our blog and podcasts, and you'll be able to get it there, and it will bless you. You can also share it, however the case may be. I'm about to leave, and I have this beautiful song to share with all the kings and priests of the Most High God. It's a beautiful song, my tribute to God be the glory. It's by Andre Crouch. To God be the glory. I want you to listen to this song and you'll be blessed. And I'll see you tomorrow. From us here in the studio, we say Jesus is Lord. It's His pleasure to prosper you. Get into that favor of God and see visions, dream dreams. It's your turn. God bless you. See you tomorrow. For all the things that you've done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me, and the voices of a million angels did not express my gratitude. That I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee.
place.
Partnership is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.